Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, we're getting our Facebook Live up. We're doing more videos for you guys. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And by the way, we really do thank you guys for tuning in and for your questions and your comments. So keep them coming at Dr. Dahlia on Twitter or Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. So, you know, it's hot. And I have a dog. I'd love to walk my cats. I've seen some people strap their cats into a leash and walk them. I'd rather do that than do my cats roaming around and then getting eaten by coyotes like our baby Snow did. But our dogs are who we usually walk. And with this heat wave, we are struggling not only with our own temperatures and how we feel, but we're also struggling in terms of our pets and how it's affecting them. And we're being told in Texas there's been a lot of injuries to dogs because of the pavement being so hot. Now, a lot of us are distracted. Remember we talked about how last year we have a unfortunate issue where people are forgetting that their kids are in the car. And, you know, wife may tell husband, you know what, I need you to take the baby to daycare. Husband's not paying attention, maybe, or wife's not paying attention. They're in the car, they're driving, or partner's not paying attention. They end up just going to work, grabbing their briefcase, shutting their music off, and forgetting that there's a baby in the back. Well, when it comes to pets, we have a similar issue where you're like, oh, I got to walk the dog. I got to do it now because I got to get to work and it's early and or whatever. And you take them out there and you don't check the ground. Now, I check the ground. And do not use your palm. Do the back of your hand. Just like when you're checking if there's a fire, you know, behind a door, always use the back of your hand because you have to use your hand. So you don't want to burn the palm. So check with the back of the hand. If you can't keep your hand very comfortably on the ground for at least 5 seconds, it's too hot. Now, somebody's like, well, why do you have to wait 5 full seconds? Well, because sometimes based on your temperature, it may not register. So you might touch something, go, it's not hot. Oh, wait a second. Now it's hot. So, and we're talking a 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 5 seconds. Not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, what I did is I bought booties for my dog. So she could wear booties outside. She hates them. Dogs, a lot of times, can't stand the booties. They will get used to them. But the problem I have is my dog is so damn stubborn that if I'm not looking, she ditches the booty. And we might be a mile into our walk, and now I have to carry her home. Which means you got to always keep an eye on the booties, or you have to have extra booties. And, you know, the dog is, or just avoid going out during hot times, and just take the dog when it's cooler, or later at night. Keep in mind, if you're saying, oh, it's 6, 7 o'clock, it's night time now, the ground could still be hot. Asphalt, I am hearing from some sources, I read it could get up to about 140 degrees, but there's some sources saying up to 175 degrees. And then the sidewalk as well. And I get, well, the black should reflect the heat. The sidewalk may, honestly, anything over 100, I still think is just too hot. So if you touch something and it's uncomfortable to you, it could be very, very uncomfortable to your pet. Now, another mistake many of you guys are making is your shoe wear. So I see the flip-flops many of you are wearing, and they're this thin. I mean, they are super thin. And you're off to the beach, or you're off to a party, and you got the sandals, you got the flip-flops, you think you look good. if you are going to be standing for any period of time on hot sidewalk or hot grass or hot asphalt, there's a good chance your shoe isn't cutting it. Now, tennis shoes will have a little bit more support. Boots. I've seen people go back to their boots, and they're like, my feet burn. I get it. I get that. I love boots. Boots are easy. You're not allowed to wear open-toe shoes when you're at the office. So if I'm at my husband's office, I can't have open-toe shoes because of OSHA. So I have to have closed toe. And if I don't want to wear tennis shoes all the time, I might just wear a closed shoe, loafer, or boot. So you're when we would pick up our kids from school, the teachers would be standing outside. And mind you, it's still hot in September. It's getting hot in May. When we were picking up the kids, they were like having almost towels wrap their feet because they were burning their feet on the asphalt. And we just forget about that. So, you know, so they're already now veterinarians and public officials are warning us that the heat wave is impacting pets. Dr. Lori Teller from Texas A&M School of Medicine says when it gets hot, dog owners need to take their pets for a walk in the morning or the evening. Too hot during the day. Keep them either on the grass if you can. But still, the grass gets hot as well. The grass, luckily, you know, it's not so much the green. It's that the surface area of what you have there's larger surface area because of the vertical pieces of grass. So I think it distributes the heat differently. Yeah, I do know something from physics. I gave birth to an engineer, so I know a little something. But, you know, these are just things you need to think about. Some of you have asked, you know, because you saw the pictures of my dog and her booties a couple years ago. How did I make that work? I didn't. And, in fact, one of the booties is missing. And I had all four, and I think she ditched a booty. But then she won't go outside during the day. I mean, I'll only take her outside at night. She doesn't like going outside at night because that's when she wants to see the other doggies and play with the other doggies. If she doesn't have the booties, I can't take her out during the day. But you know what? I wouldn't take them out during the day anyway. It's just too hot. 90-degree, 100-degree humidity, I just wouldn't do it. So the cooler you could do it, the better. The other thing is, just because your temperature might be cooling to the 90s and it's not six figures doesn't mean that the asphalt and the sidewalk isn't hot. So those are just things you need to think about. And then also you need to think about yourself with heat illness and medications you take. Some of the medications you're taking can make you more sensitive to burns and more sensitive to heat illness, like your blood pressure medications, your antidepressants, your pain medications, your antihistamines. Those are things you need to talk to your medical provider about. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So last spring, over a year ago, there was a 14-year-old boy that got flung from the Orlando Free Fall ride at the Icon Park in Florida. As they investigated it, much was circled around the structure and the ability to hold and harness somebody that might not be of ideal body weight. His father, this was Tyre Sampson, father of Tyre, said Tyre was a academic and football star. He was 6'5" tall, weighed 340 pounds. Not that uncommon, which we see with a lot of football players. But unfortunately, when you look at the pictures, he was not restrained. And when we was in this ride that went up and then it did a free fall down, he flew out and died. Now, there's been a lot of discussion on what are the weight limits of amusement parks. So last year, I looked at a bunch of them. And I linked their site because hopefully it changed and they added the weights. Some of them didn't. And many amusement parks still don't necessarily tell you online what is the height and weight requirement. Apparently there was a lot of back and forth with this free fall ride where you had to be under 250 pounds. And so lawsuits are going to center around, was it the park staff that should have, you know, said something, or is everybody so afraid of fat shaming or getting themselves in trouble that they don't want to say anything? Well, now we have a child who died. And the average patron doesn't know their weight or their height. They might know their height, although most of us start to shorten a little bit as our discs start to desiccate and dry out. We'll shrink a little bit as we get older. But in terms of weight, some of us don't even want our weight. Some of us haven't weighed ourselves since before COVID. So you think you're good. So the Icon Park FAQ, I still don't think they have the weight on here. I don't know if they have the weight, and I think, you know, and you kind of wonder about that, because most rides, like a Disneyland, when my kids were younger, there were a lot of rides they couldn't go on because they were too short. And then, you know, if they were this tall, they could go on the ride. But what about weight? Now, Holiday World and Splash and Safari, they do list their height and weight. The weight is about 300 pounds on the Kima base slide, 340 pounds on the Cheetah Chase. The website clearly lists minimum and maximum height and weight requirements very thoroughly. Even a raft ride, what would be the maximum weight of the ride? Disney World, the height requirements were easy to find last year. I didn't see any weight requirements a year ago. I'm looking right now to see if the weight, nope, still height. So I don't know where the weight requirements would be. Let me see if I can, if it's on another site. But, yeah, I don't think it's, and then with Disneyland, it looks similarly where it doesn't bring up which ride has what weight. And it kind of makes you wonder, after that incident, why aren't they reporting it? In Las Vegas, we have the Big Apple roller coaster, the New York, New York. And the New York, New York, I don't know if it has any weight restrictions either. That's a roller coaster that does loop-de-loops. It has the height requirement, but not necessarily the weight limits. The Strats Thrill Ride didn't have the height limits, but the Sky Jump did have a weight limit of 265 pounds that was posted. The Zip Line. Six Flags New England, I believe, did have height and weight here. Larger framed guests. They said many rides incorporate safety systems designed by the manufacturer to accommodate people of average physical stature and body proportion. These systems may place restrictions on the ability of an individual to safely experience the role. In order to ride, all seatbelts, lap bars, and shoulder harnesses must be positioned and fastened properly. Due to rider restraint system requirements, guests of a larger size may not be accommodated on some rides. So with them, I don't think they have necessarily a weight amount. It's if your shoulders are too big, if your stomach's too big, if you're, you can't be on the ride. Now, how often have you seen somebody rejected and asked to leave? Okay, these young people that work at these, they don't want to get into that with people. You have a family, and they want them all to go on there, and you have, you know, so the manufacturer of every ride is supposed to give those specifications. And then the park is supposed to follow them. And, you know, those on average over 6 foot 5 inches tall or weighing over 250 pounds, probably need to consistently ensure that they could get on the ride. And I know a lot of you are like, oh my gosh, you know, every man in the family I know is over 250 pounds. They might be too big for the ride. Now, some of you could say, but wait a second, they're 6'5", they're 250, they look slender. These rides are engineered for a certain weight. And even if somebody does not appear obese, if it still might not hold a larger person, whether it's height or weight. This was in USA Today. There was a, let me see if I could find, there's supposed to be an engineer here. Here, Jacob Kylup, Director of Design and Engineering at Rocky Mountain Construction, said our goal is to include everybody as much as we can. Obviously, though, safety is paramount. These are large, aggressive machines, so we have to make sure that these are designed in a way that the rider has the capability to ride and ride safely. So you're designing the seat to be comfortable, but to also withstand G-forces and how the forces act on the body. If you have a guy from 100 pounds to 300 pounds, doesn't matter. He said, when you calculate the strength, he said, what's challenging is containment of passengers of different sizes. Even if the restraint is strong enough, how could people escape from that seat? And so you don't want an escape. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you need to get out of it. You need to get out of it. But what they're saying is they don't want you to fly off. And we make these one size fits all. They need to have rides where there's some bigger seats and some smaller seats. You know, the airline industry is dealing with this, how the seats are not fitting obese individuals. And the seatbelts, I think the seatbelt standards a few years ago, I think before COVID, they said, you know, our seatbelt standards are based on 1960s measurements. We need to adjust it for bigger people. I mean, these are things that have to be, you know, you could have a seatbelt and it might have an extension, but is that seatbelt built for that weight? And there's a lot of engineering and that goes into the forces. And so, you know, I don't want people who are obese to feel left out, like they can't go to Disneyland or they can't go to, you could still go to amusement parks and there's a lot of rides that can accommodate more full-figured individuals. But some of these roller coasters and scary rides may, even if they say we can handle 250 pounds, that I wouldn't push it. And if you don't know your weight, you need to know your weight. And it's frustrating because, we have doctors that are being criticized for talking to patients about their weight, saying it's fat shaming. And a lot of doctors are like, I don't bring it up. I don't need the bad reviews. I don't need them. You know, I just tell them to diet and exercise and to get their, and to keep their weight in the normal range. And we've lost that conversation where, you know, if we want to prevent heart disease, stroke, dementia, high blood pressure, diabetes, let's try to get 20 pounds off. Let's come up with a goal. I don't hear a lot of that happening because people are afraid and they don't want to talk about their weight or they think they're fat shamed. And so we don't want to fat shame. There's a way to do it. But when it comes to the safety of being on a roller coaster or on a machine or the safety of others within the raft, you have to understand that there's only so much that these forces are designed to take. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Russian President Vladimir Putin will not travel to South Africa for a BRICS nation summit next month.
That's because the country would be required to arrest Putin for war crimes that Russia has allegedly committed during its invasion of Ukraine. South Africa belongs to the International Criminal Court, which issued an arrest warrant for Putin in March. According to the president of South Africa, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov will take his place at the summit. The Kremlin says that Putin will attend virtually. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A gunman has killed two people at the start of the Women's Soccer World Cup in New Zealand. FIFA said the shooting was an isolated incident and not related to the World Cup. The Biden administration suspending funding for the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. That's according to a memo from the Department of Health and Human Services. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is sad to watch. Apparently a woman who was told on a plane that you can't get up and pee, you can't get up and pee, after 2 hours, just had to just end up peeing on the plane. And the flight attendant videotapes it and almost mocks her. And, you know, I've been in that position, and I'm not taking any side right now, but I have been in a position where we're stuck on a tarmac, we're on a plane, and I have to go. And I get that there's rules that have to be followed, but we're not moving. We're told we have to wait another hour. I'm like, let me get up and pee. And they don't let you do it. And so when you heard that people in Las Vegas the other day were wetting themselves and passing out from the heat, it's because they were stuck on the tarmac, we're being told, or stuck on the plane for about 3-4 hours. Well, you could only do so much. So there's a woman, this was Spirit Airlines. She had to squat in the corner of a plane. And the only way we could tell is the flight attendant looks like he's wearing a black and yellow uniform. The woman yells at the flight attendant saying she needed to pee for 2 hours, but was told she was not allowed to, and the bathroom doors were closed. Now, people are taking the side of the airline saying she's being unruly, but she claims she was denied bathroom access on the flight. She said, I need to use the word for pee, 2 hours. You tell me you cannot, you close the doors. Now, because you wonder, you go, well, is she right by the bathroom? Why isn't she going into the bathroom? But if the bathroom doors are locked and they don't let them go in, then that's going to be a problem. The flight attendant films her, says, say hello to the camera for me. And the woman tells the flight attendant, blame yourself. Your plane is stopped. I said I cannot hold the pee. The flight attendant says, you can do whatever you want. You could send a warrant. Arresting me is better than this. The flight attendant tells her then, you need to drink some water because your pee smells disgusting. It's a 20-second video. She gets up. She pulls up her pants, walks away. And it's apparently this has been shared on the Internet. And this is this is sad. I'm reading the story, and it looks like it's saying, well, you know, this is in light of a lot of unruly passengers. I've been there where they don't let you pee. And we just had an incident in Vegas where people peed on themselves. Now, did they pee on themselves because they passed out? Or did they pee on themselves because they weren't allowed to go pee? That's a problem. And we don't have a lot of information about the flight. Was it a flight that was also stuck for hours? We're being told that there was one flight that I think was stuck for 33 hours. Let me see if I have that. Let me see. It was, I think there was a flight delay. And, yep. Passengers were stuck in New York City for 33, this was a little different. Yeah, this is, all right. Apparently there were travelers scheduled to fly to Honolulu, Hawaii. And they had to stay at the JFK gate for 33 hours because there was a mystery odor that canceled their flight in the last second. I don't know, somebody had bad gas, but there was some odor. Now, the people are upset because this 33-hour delay, which makes them lose a day and a half of their trip, was only reimbursed $12 in food vouchers. Now, they weren't told that, guys, it's going to be 33 hours, so go, come back. It gets strung out. So they're waiting. Half-hour delay. Hour delay. Four-hour delay. So they go to what happened with Delta in the Harry Reid Airport in Las Vegas, where they were supposed to fly to Atlanta and they couldn't get off the plane. They were threatened by the flight attendants, if you get off the plane, you won't be able to take a trip for days. You won't be able to get another ticket for days. So people felt forced, going, well, it's only going to be another half hour. It's only going to be another hour. And then they end up deplaning after 4 hours anyway. And the problem with leaving is the plane has your bags. I can't tell you how many times I'm at the airport and I'm stuck because I want to go and take another flight, but my bags are on that other flight, which is why maybe just travel with a carry-on. And, you know, we're hearing more and more that the airlines, especially over the last few weeks, have been a cluster. And by the way, this is the summer. This isn't even holiday travel. Now, people ask, what's going on? My plane was delayed. I had to stay in a hotel for two nights. I had to, you hear everybody and their issues. And I think it's staffing. I also think it's bad management from the Department of Transportation. I'm not really sure where Pete Buttigieg is on all this, but what's going on here? And if it is an issue that he can't handle, be honest about it. Tell us what's going on. Is it that it's really bad weather? Now, many people don't really buy the bad weather thing because there's always bad weather. We're having kind of a mild hurricane season, a slow hurricane season start, knock on wood. I don't want to jinx it. But, yeah, we have had some storms. We have had some tornadoes. So we have had some really bad heat. But is the weather this year that much different from other years? To the point that we have people stuck on planes and can't be able to pee? Apparently there was one person who was recorded because he was ranting about how he didn't get his desired meal. He spent an extra $1,000 for a business class ticket, and he said it was treated like poop. Apparently passengers are offered a three-course meal in addition to food throughout the flight, but he was upset because he spent the extra money, and I've done that. I've gotten bad meals for spending extra money on a plane, but apparently this guy got ticked and he made a big scene. So people are frustrated. They're hot. They're grumpy. They're taking it out. I mean, I really felt bad for the flight attendants during the whole COVID mask issue because they didn't want to have to be the enforcement, but they would lose their job if they didn't say, you need a mask, you need a mask. And when we couldn't breathe, and I'm telling you guys, I'm being very, very honest, I could handle the mask. I wore the mask when I needed to, but on one flight, the partial pressure of oxygen was so low that I was struggling to breathe in my mask. And I kept asking for water so I could at least remove the mask to drink. I wasn't even sick. And I saw other people struggling also, so there might have been something going on with the cabin. And so when somebody says, I can't breathe, are they being outrageous? Are they being outlandish? Are they being rude? Or are they being honest? So, these flight attendants have it rough. And I get they could be in trouble if they violate the rules and let somebody get up. But then if somebody ended up having to pee and doing it, because again, you don't want to pee in your seat because then it affects somebody else. So she went to a corner of the plane. I don't want to take any sides, but she might have had a point. I hate to say that, but if she was going to lose the urine, do you do it where it's by all the passengers, or do you do it in the back? But the bathroom was locked. So, there was a woman that was screaming that she saw somebody and that she wanted to get off the plane. You do have people that do have mental illness and you do have outbursts. There was somebody who tried to open the emergency door recently. And, it's just not fun to fly these days. But one thing I would recommend you do is if you don't have to have a checked bag and only a carry-on, maybe do that so at least you have some flexibility. Remember there was a kid who saved money because he took a layover flight and got off because that was his destination because it was cheaper than a flight to the destination. I mean, yeah, people are trying to find ways to travel inexpensively and get where they need to go. It's kind of a mess right now. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we do like to still keep you guys up to date on the headlines. And the biggest headline is some of the bombshells that the IRS whistleblower has given the American public as it pertained to Hunter Biden and his special treatment. IRS special agents Joseph Ziegler and Gary Shapley appeared before the House Oversight Panel for 6 hours yesterday, and they detailed what sort of special treatment Hunter, I guess, had, and some of the other things that people were suspecting were going on. Both agents claim that President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, who's now 52, was treated differently than other Americans, and that the case was handled in a kitten-gloved special manner. This led them and made them feel like they had to come forward. So they claim, this is according to Daily Mail, that Hunter Biden should have been charged with a felony. One of the gripes the IRS agents had is that the Department of Justice did not go forward with charging the present son a felony. They said any other American who committed the same tax crimes as Hunter would have been charged with felonies. And I get people are worried about the subjectivity and is this a witch hunt? And apparently one of the whistleblowers is a Democrat. And they, and again, this is their testimony. But this is a question that many people have asked. Are the Bidens or the Clintons or the Trumps or whatever being treated the same way anybody else would? Or is it a witch hunt or are they being kid gloved? And people don't want to think that somebody is being attacked and singled out and somebody isn't getting off the hook. So Hunter Biden got a plea deal that gave him two tax fraud misdemeanors. He also gets to avoid all jail time because of the misdemeanors. Well, according to the special agent, he said in the Criminal Tax Manual Chapter 10, found on the DOJ website, tax division policy states that cases involving individuals who fail to file tax returns or pay a tax, but also commit acts of evasion or obstruction, should be charged as felonies to avoid inequitable treatment. Federal prosecutors, back in August of 2022, from the Department of Justice Tax Division, drafted a memorandum. They were recommending for approval of felony and misdemeanor charges for 2017, 18, and 19 tax years. Didn't happen, and he's not sure why. Another thing that they also revealed was and confirmed that the Bidens and associates got $17 million from foreign entities. Oversight Chairman James Comer asked Special Agent Ziegler about the amounts of money Hunter and his associates received from foreign businesses and income streams. One company gave them $3.1 million, another $3.7 million, another $3 million. Ukrainian energy company Burisma Holdings said Hunter paid Hunter and his associates $6.5 million allegedly. Total came to $7.3 million when a PR firm and law firm payments were taken into account. So when they tried to confirm how much, he said, is $17 million correct approximately? And the whistleblower said that is correct. So, again, you know, these concerns that people have is the law being applied equally to all Americans? They say Joe Biden showed up to the FBI offices during the IRS Hunter investigation. During the investigation, Daddy showed up. He shared concerns with the case falling under the jurisdiction of Joe Biden's home state of Delaware because the family is well known throughout the state and might influence some of the agents' feelings towards the probe. And so, I think Ziegler said he shared concerns with it being moved to Delaware. They said we were working with a small U.S. attorney's office who might not ever have worked a case of this caliber. Delaware was the state in which the subject's father lived in, and the family was extremely well known throughout the state. So, yeah, they, you know, picking a place where you think you'd have a nicer jury and judge could be a concern as well. But to further muddy the waters, they said Ziegler said the whole case was delayed 4 months after a Delaware magistrate judge made inappropriate comments regarding a search warrant in the case. The judge then had to recuse themselves from the investigation. So IRS agents accuse a Delaware attorney, David Weiss, of contradicting himself on charging authority and other things. Investigators were prevented from looking into the President Biden or interviewing the family. So they were said they were blocked from doing that. And, it bothers me because I love our country. And one of the reasons why I love our country is we do things right. When other countries do things wrong, we are supposed to be doing things right. And I get we're not a perfect country. But when time and time again, we are under the assumption that it is a different situation for other individuals, it's scary. I mean, after the Trump-Biden election, a lot of people left their political party to register as a nonpartisan, not because they were done with the Republicans, but some of them because they were afraid. We were told that people lost their job because of their political views. I know many insiders in Hollywood that say they have to shut up because if they at all voice any conservative sentiment, their career will be over. That's not supposed to be the world we live in. Whether you're Democrat or Republican, we want Democrats and Republicans. We want independents. We want Green Party. We want people that share their political views and have the freedom to give their opinion. But instead, it's all silencing. And, you know, when I talk to people, they say, look, there's extremists on both sides. And they say, we just can't let any more Supreme Court justices go to the Republicans or any more Supreme Court justices go to the Democrats. That's already a problem with America right there. No Supreme Court justice should be Republican or Democrat. We have a law. We have a constitution. I get there's different interpretations. But it's very unsettling to look at how two judges of innumerable study and intellect and reputation could be on such opposite sides of interpreting a pretty obvious law. But apparently that's the way it is. So now that people are looking at, well, the Supreme Court, the Senate, the House, it's got to be now about the R&D. People have made this R&D so much more important and crucial that we're kind of losing our basic, we're almost giving in to this pseudo-dictatorship of one party or the other. We're a representative democracy. We're also allowed to have both right and left views. You know how many times I get beat up by people verbally because I'll talk about both sides and I'll have more social, liberal leanings on some things and more fiscally conservative conservative leanings on other things. They want me one or the other. Well, we all can have opinions. And I try to have my opinion as educated as possible. But we're just taking it too far. And so I'm not sure where this is going to go with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. But what I am seeing is Trump is becoming more and more popular as they see the difference in one continually getting indicted and the books thrown at him and one not. And I'm not saying they've done the same things. I'm not saying that it's equitable what each is being alleged, but it starts to make Trump's case that he's being singled out, and where if you're on one side of the aisle or not, you get the book thrown at you. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.